Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
It's Jackie Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some platters and playing a little rock and roll and talking a little bit of business with our good friend Rob Jollis. Rob is the author of many books, including The Way of the Road Warrior. Is that your last one, Rob?
My last book? Well, you know, Customer Centered Selling went into a second edition.
I know, you
right
got that one. You sent that one out again.
Well, yeah. I like to count that because it got a relaunch. But
there you go.
If you're really putting it to me, my newest work was The Way of the Road Warrior. But as you and I talked about, announcement pending. But I've completed a new book, and I think we're well on the way to...
Well, we expect to launch that new one on the show, by the way. So make sure we do
that.
JOLLES.com, JOLLES.com is his website. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is mine. Rob, listen, we've been talking about how to train your people to sell more successfully, which is basically another way of saying helping customers to be successful. I really believe that the fundamental key has always been, but more now, more true now than ever before, the key to successful professional selling is to help your customers be successful, and that takes knowing how to talk to them, knowing how to ask the right questions, being comfortable with your method, practicing, hardening your skills in front of other people. We talked about that with the role playing. What's the last thing that we need to know? Wrap this up for us.
Well, let's stay there. You know, we've got the role play. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. And you say, we started by saying we've got to ask questions. Well, okay, we know that. But, you know, I had somebody come to me and say, you know, can you give me a really good question when I'm right out of the gate to talk with the client? And for years, I sort of pushed back and said, well, that's kind of style related. That's sort of personality related. That might be, you know, geographically related. But I have a friend who I've known for 20 years, one of the best salesmen ever that I've ever met. And I got to tell you, he's got one question I really love. And I think if you're listening, you might want to write this, but it's just one simple question. But Jim, what if I can tell you, I got a question that's going to teach you about personality. It's going to teach you about what motivates and demotivates people. One question is going to tell you more than any other that you can come up with. And this is the question that my friend asked, and I happen to love it. He basically says to them, look, everybody has a story. I'd like to hear yours. And just kind of pauses. Now, you have to understand that where could that response go? That could be a 5-minute response from a more social client.
Shouldn't there be a little more information in that story, though? Tell me the story of your business. Tell me the story of how you got started.
But Jim, listen, think. You're right. For an analytical person, it's going to go to the story of their business.
Yeah.
For a social person, it's going to go to the story of the weekend, not the weekend, but it's going to go from college, and it's going to work on. Because now what I'm telling you is we're sitting back and we're learning volumes about the personality of our client,
right,
and even how they retrieve information to answer the question.
Right.
That's
right.
Why it's a home run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm looking and I'm thinking, well, if it's, I don't know whether I've got a dominant person or not. They're in my office. I can't see what their office looks like. But if I ask that question and the dominant says to me, well, I started in business in 84, you know, moved here, I'm thinking, got it. I'm learning your personality.
Right.
I'm going to pick up the pace of my questions. If I hear, you know, I came out of school, a young, happy individual, I'm thinking, hey, okay, good, but we're going to move into the social side.
Right.
That's fine. It means I have to slow down. You're helping me figure out how to pace the rest of my questions with that one question.
The question I like to ask people is whenever, you know, we've sort of gotten the opening generalities and niceties out of the way, the obligatory stuff out of the way, is just say, tell me the thing that's really on your mind right now. What is the challenge or opportunity that if I hadn't come in here, if I weren't sitting in front of you today, you'd be working on right now?
Love that question.
Well, the reason I like that question is because that will tell you what's going on. It might tell you need to leave.
Right.
It might tell right. you need to make another appointment to come back. Give this guy a break or this person a break. And it hopefully, if you're good enough, it'll work around where you can work the conversation around to where what you sell can help them with that.
Absolutely.
But you got to be prepared for anything, right?
Well, you got to be prepared. What I like about your question is, similar to the one I've just given you, is that it's going to give us an immediate measurement, an immediate barometer reading
right.
of slow down, okay? Mm-hmm. Slow down. What if the answer to that is a kind of a pushback of, I don't really have any challenges. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get back to truck.
We know that's yeah. not true. Hey, Rob, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for helping us today. Good job. This has been good stuff.
I enjoyed. Always enjoy talking. Me and my brain will be here for the next time as well.
We'll see you next time. Rob Jolis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.